Remember when we started, we came across a section where we did ready, willing, able. And on able, we received a no response. And I said, we'll revisit that one later. I like to hold that one to last. The other issues I address immediately. It's now time to go back and revisit able, where we got a no response. When you get a no response on able, it's one of four things. It's alliances, which is we make vows, oaths, pledges, agreements, alliances, contracts, that sort of thing, with all kinds of other people. Sometimes we don't even remember. We might even say, I'll always be by your side, or I'll always do this, or you'll never find me doing that. I never want to have to do this or that. When we say these things, we don't realize that we're putting them into motion for all time and space. So we need to go back and correct these things that no longer serve us. Thankfully, dowsing, you can correct it. The next one is the thought forms, and that would be things like curses and spells and things. That can be transformed as well. Then there's transference, meaning transferring the energy from one person to another. In other words, making the other person take the blame or the punishment for something that you did. That's transferring it. And the fourth one is control, and that's putting your will over someone else's will, which is not appropriate, but that's done quite frequently. Let's check on her about alliances. No, it has nothing to do with alliances. If you would find it did, you take it into the oneness and ask the angels to do cleansing and healing, that the dark and low frequencies energies are released and healed for the highest good of all and to bless and uplift all. When your dowsing instrument stops, you check to make sure they're cleared and gone. And you ask that only the ones that bless and uplift are remaining. The thought form ones, let's check on that. I get a no response. Thought forms, again, you take them into the oneness with the angels, that the dark and low frequency energies are released and healed for the highest good of all and to bless and uplift all. Check afterward and see if it's complete and make sure that you get a yes response, that it's clear. Transference, that's the one of making someone else your scapegoat. Let's see about that one. No. If you find someone transferred something onto you, it's like they're using you for a waste dump or they're using you for their garbage can, so to speak. Your light is so bright, just like you walk into a dark room, that it's going to illuminate the whole thing and the dark stuff is going to move out and away. So what you would say, and I recommend saying it three times, and you can say it in your mind or you can say it out loud. When a person has this issue, you say, greater is the light that is in me than the darkness that is in the world. And if you were saying it for your friend, let's pretend your friend's name is Joe. Greater is the light that is in Joe than the darkness that is in the world. So you would just say that three times and then wait till your dowsing instrument comes to a stop and then ask if that's complete and that everything is cleared on that issue.